And as usual, good morning. We are awaiting your home improvement questions of any sort for Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. You can phone it in. You can call, text it in, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226 for your home improvement questions for Andy. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today, Dan?
I'm doing well. Looks like summer is on its way. Here it is, the last day of the month of May, and we're going to be in the 90s on Monday, and maybe some heavy rain. Some folks are going to wish they had those leaf guard gutters coming along here in a couple of days. But nonetheless, it's good weather for the construction crews and for the homeowners themselves. Now, the other day, Andy, I was walking past the television. And had Channel 4 on, and there you were, and it was like the last second or two. The volume was not up, and I said, there's Andy. What were you guys talking about, if you want to share that?
Funny enough, it was gutters. So, yeah. One, Heather and AJ are as easy to work with as any two people or to talk to about any subject. And I've been on the, I don't know, 20 times over the last 5 years or so with those folks talking various topics with home improvements. But we were talking about things that we found in gutters, why it's important to have gutters, the amount of houses that we find that it was tried to be designed by the architect or the builder to not have gutters at all, but we're starting to see a bigger need for that. And, you know, we've read some people that have been in the house it's their family's home. Maybe they've been in there 30, 40 years, and they've never needed gutters, but now they're starting to have water problems. You're starting to see foundation cracks or water in the basement or landscape running out. Then you start to take a look at the 10 rainiest years on record for us happening in the last 30 years. So maybe, I'm no climatologist or scientist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a roofer. What I can tell you is we have records going back to 1979, and from 98 on, we've had a storm event almost every year where we're doing insurance work, and it seems like every year we're getting more and more referrals from like people like safebasements.com. I know who you talk about them, a great Minnesota company, but those people specialize in fixing basements. They recommend us, I don't know, over the last decade, 1,000 times probably, to people, knowing that gutters can be the problem, why you're having a problem in your basement. And boy, the things that we've pulled out of gutters, Danny, over the years, whether it's I've had 5 foot tall trees that were changing colors in the fall.
5 foot.
Of people's gutter systems. Yes. And you see, you know, that gutter hasn't been cleaned for a few years. In fact, that customer transplanted one of those trees, and I tried to explain to them, I'm like, I wouldn't. These are silver maples. So you want to plant the dirtiest tree that you possibly can. It drops something basically 12 months of the year, and then go ahead and plant the silver maple. But this is just not for me. I've seen those wreak havoc on gutters. The different types of frisbees, balls, I found a dog leash in gutters before. One time, I did find a trash bag wrapped up in fence wire inside leaf guard. But it was a brother-in-law playing a joke on his other brother-in-law at a family party. The guy must have been bragging that he had leaf guard and was going to have to clean out his gutters again. And his brother-in-law shoved a garbage bag with chicken wire up into the gutters and clogged it. So when I went out there to do the service on it, I found this garbage bag in there, and I didn't know how it went in there. But the homeowner called me back and told me what happened, and we sent the brother-in-law a fake bill for having to clean out the gutters.
I remember when, as far as growing things out of gutters, not in my house, because I've had leaf guard for about 30 years, when Lindis was working on my house, and specifically the kitchen, and I'm looking across the way at this other house, whom I didn't know who lived there, but there were actually plants growing out of, you know, maybe 3 feet, 2-3 feet high of weeds or whatnot growing out of the gutters. Now, I remember talking to my late brother who lived out east, And he said, well, I got to get my gutters cleaned out again this year. I said, why don't you get Leaf Guard gutters? I said, I know you can get them out there. In fact, maybe they originate out east, right, as far as the home office of Leaf Guard. He never did do that. But
invented by a New Jersey police officer.
Oh, is that right? I had no idea that was the genesis of that. But for those that still pay good money to get their gutters cleaned, this would save so much trouble. And we talk about this. I know we weren't planning on talking about Leaf Guard gutters, but it just turned out that way. These other gutter gizmos that I talk about, and I think about when we first started talking about Leaf Guard gutters, a neighbor came by and said, "Say, I heard what you talk about on the radio, and we're going to go ahead and get those." And he named a gutter gizmo. I said, "I don't talk about those. You want the Leaf Guard gutter system." So I saved himself, I think, some trouble, because he was going to go for what? Because you got to be careful, right? I mean, just because the word leaf is in it doesn't mean it's good. You've run across this every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's quite a few different types of leaf protection. Some of them aren't bad, but if they could be designed like Leaf Guard, they would. One thing you have to stay away from is any type of filter or screen. And every week we fill up a dumpster with screens, micro screens, filters that people have tried to put over the top of their existing gutters. And they do an okay job of keeping debris out of your gutters, but if you're not going to maintain the screen or clean the screen, eventually that's going to clog, and now you're going to have water overflowing. Might not have stuff in your downspouts, but you're still going to have overflowing water. So it's something to keep in mind. And regardless if you're getting Leaf Guard or not, it's maintenance of your gutter systems. That couple hours a year is very, very important. Make sure that they're free and clear, that your downspouts are connected, that the water's getting away from your home. Because, and I know the folks at Safe Basements can attest to this, and so can I, as we see it happen all the time, because of that lack of maintenance. If you fail to maintain that, it can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. I've seen water damage, get close to $50,000 when you're talking about roofing, siding, a patio door that had to be replaced, a basement that had to have a new foundation put in. There's a lot of things that can go bad, but if you address it early and you spend the time in maintaining your home yearly, then you're probably going to be okay, and you're going to save yourself a lot of headache and money down the road. It's just something you want to keep an eye on. And what scares me the most, Denny, is we also get to see the ladders that customers have. And if you have a ladder that's been handed down from a previous generation or a previous homeowner and it has any broken part on it, then if you cannot get a new part or get that ladder fixed, then I would cut it in half and throw it away.
Yeah.
So we do that at Lindis Construction on the regular. If we see any type of flaw or failure point, a ladder, a plank, or any type of scaffolding, it gets cut in half. So no one ever uses it. And then we recycle it. But I've seen missing runs, duct tape. If you're using duct tape on a ladder, it needs to be thrown away. And it doesn't have to be far. We go through these work comp things every year, and the majority of falls and accidents happen from less than 5 feet. So that 5-foot fall can still be very dangerous and injure you severely. So just something to keep in mind and be careful.
It's not worth it. In fact, I just got a text, Andy, from a listener. Said, I agree, nothing worked until we got Leaf Guard. No other product either. So thanks for that. Yeah. It's just not worth it. Not worth the fall. A lot of visits to the ER. I'll tell you what, we need to take a break. Let's do that. When we come back, we'll talk more. We have some text messages we want to get answered here. If you have any kind of, it doesn't have to be about gutters, can be about siding, can be about decks. Any home improvement question, we welcome either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here every Saturday, 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Lindis Construction. and Andy Lindis, of course, answering those questions today, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy, 67 is our current temp, heading to 83, and I'm looking ahead for Monday. I know you heard the forecast, 93. Now, I mean, I can't imagine. You've done it, I know, and your crews. I can't imagine what it's like roofing when it's 93 in the shade.
Yeah, you know, it's those types of days that you want to start early and then and finish early. Now, 93, it could be worse. You know, 93 is definitely better than 103. But with that kind of humidity, it's just one of those things that we have to talk about where heat stroke can be an issue. Getting inside attics, you know, it's not uncommon for some of these spaces to be 110, 120, 130 degrees inside an attic at times. So it's just want to, you know, keep an eye on your partners that you're working with, the other people that you're working with, and use the buddy system. That stuff can keep up on you and hydrate. But heck, if you had to poll our people on working in January over 93 in June, I think they're usually going to pick that. But then it goes right back to like a high of 62 on Tuesday. So looks like it's could be brewing up one of them big old storms, and hopefully it's just rain and the hail dodges us again.
Yeah, that's a possibility that Monday night, cold front coming through, and we are expecting some showers, maybe some thunderstorms. But again, you stay with CCO. We'll keep it posted on that as usual. Now, we talk during the winter about, you mentioned about roofing when it's below zero. Does this 90 or 100 degree weather, what kind of effect on those great GAF shingles when you're applying those? Does it make a difference?
You know, you just have to be a little extra careful in marring the granules. When you walk on them, you can actually leave footprints if they get too hot. But at least now we know that after that first day, all of the glue is going to be activated. So from a wind protection standpoint, it's much easier this time of year to make sure that is activated. You know, they say that if it's getting above 50 degrees, we're going to be okay. This weather's not bad. Again, it's a high in 93. So when we start the day, we'll be in the 70s for at least the first part of the day. And, you know, we'll just make sure we're shaded up. And worse problems to have than temps in the 90s. Just got to, sometimes things just take a little bit longer when we get those types of extremes.
Yeah. On both ends of the spectrum, for sure. I'm looking, Andy, at a text from Mike from White Bear Lake, who just said, I wanted to thank Andy for last week's advice on how to clean the Timberline deck. I went out and got the Dawn Industrial Soap Power Washer, worked great, and made his wife very happy. I kind of remember this, but what is Mike talking about as far as that Dawn and the power washer? Tell me about that.
You know, I believe that was a candle stain or a grease stain.
Oh, yes. I'm not sure.
Somebody else recommended on the candle stain to use hot water. I know my pressure washer in my shed, I can hook it up to hot or cold water, and I have used hot water on the regular there. But that made a lot of sense to me that maybe that wax would be easier to remove when it was warmed up. But Dawn on composite material seems to do the job. Every now and then you get the scrub brush involved, but power wash, I got one of them bottles in most corners of every garage or place of business that we have. It's just one of those products that seems to do the job when you need it.
Now, I think of all the years that we talked about on cedar decks, wood decks, about you know, every year cleaning it up with a brightener conditioner. Mm-hmm. Do you even get calls about wood decks that much at Lindis anymore?
Yeah, you know, typically we're doing more treated decks, the brown treat or cedar tone treat. We've done a few of them, but it's getting to be less and less. But every now and then we got somebody that's either from a price point standpoint or really wanting a, you know, sometimes we run into somebody that really wants a cedar deck or one of like the Brazilian hardwood type decks, and they're to work on. chances are, though, once we put numbers to e-pay and what those materials cost, it's usually out of most people's ranges, me included. Some of those decks can, I've seen some deck pricing get up after the designs with Brazilian e-pay that go over $120,000. And for me, that just is crazy. But, you know, my first home, Denny, I think I paid $60,000 for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they had those stories. I'm looking at another text. So I think we turned on a light bulb for some folks. What railing system does Lindis or Andy recommend on a deck?
We use the Fortress railing system for the most part. But we have done a variety of systems with glass railing, cable railing, and steel spindles. So, but Fortress is usually the manufacturer for us on our deck railing.
Is that glass stuff? Is that I would think that that might be pretty labor intensive to keep clean, or am I wrong?
There's coatings on that glass that make it pretty easy to keep clean. And I keep asking the customers, my brother included, what they think of it when they've installed it. And they've all have told me that it's not hard to keep clean and it doesn't get dirty quickly. So I my head went there too. And that's why I always kind of stayed away from it. But the customers that I know that we've installed it on and at my younger brother's house, they seem to be okay with it. So I wouldn't be afraid of it, but definitely would want to look at some examples if I was just something to go into cautiously. Sometimes, though, Denny, these decks are up so high, don't do a glass railing, and you have some nice views you want to make sure you still have. A railing can really take away from those views when you're sitting. So I understand why people look that way. But the cable railing, too, it just does add your sight lines a little bit easier to look through.
Yeah, so you got some great options there. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break and have a look at that hot forecast, at least for a couple days or so here around the Twin Cities. Right now, though, I can tell you as we head to this break, our current temp is 67. Little hint, we're going to 83 today. We'll talk weather as we move through this Home Improvement Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show presented every week by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis, of course, answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have this morning. You can do it either by phone. If you'd like to call and chat, that's great. Otherwise, just send a text like some folks are doing, 651-461-9226. Andy, a texter wants to know, what is the best way to prepare very chalky steel siding for repainting? Is there a wrong way to do it? What does that chalky stuff come from?
The old paint finish, and you are going to want to remove it before you paint it. And any type of loose paint, you're going to want to sand down to the bare metal before you start to prime. Things to keep in mind, both at where I buy my paint, Ace Hardware and or Sherwin-Williams, they'll have specific painter's wash that you can buy. I'm not familiar with them, have not used them. I've heard varying things where some painter's wash, you just have to spray it on and spray it off and leaves a nice clean surface. I do have experience, though, using on steel siding specifically, Tide a laundry detergent, the powdered version of it, where I think it's like a 1/3 cup to 3/4 water mix. I'd have to look that up online. I think I'm correct with that, though. You get that mixed, but you would take a soft bristle brush. So you're going to want to wet the surface, then apply that with a soft bristle brush, and then clean it back off. Thing you have to be really careful about with steel siding, and especially if you're going to be using a pressure washer, you're going to want to try to do this from the top down. Because if you're spraying water from the bottom up, if you look at the most steel siding is going to be a double lap. I've seen some triple lap, meaning where it's three levels of siding per piece. Well, the very bottom level, there's going to be weep holes on it for moisture to escape. So if you're pressure washing from bottom up, you run the risk of putting water behind the siding. So hopefully there's a good enough drainage plan there. You don't have to worry about it. So there's fail safes in most siding installs. If water ever does get behind the siding, it has a drainage plan to get back out before it comes into contact with any type of wood material. But I would try to do that from the top down and avoid using a pressure washer. Same thing with vinyl siding. Unless you are really comfortable with a pressure washer, it's a soft wash type system, I would, you know, make it on the lowest setting and go from there. But I'm more comfortable with a soft bristle brush, Tide dish soap, and a garden hose from the top down. Has done the job for me. Let it dry out, prime it, and paint it. Hopefully you get another 20, 25 years out of that steel siding.
Sounds like quite a labor of love doing that particular thing. Now, you and I have talked about steel siding, LP smart side as well. And I know from doing the show all these years that your dad, Kevin, always liked steel siding. And you and I have talked about LP. What would be... maybe it depends on the application, the style of the house or whatnot. Where would steel siding, in your opinion, be a better, not better than LP, but maybe a better look than LP?
You know, aesthetics are so subjective. It really would depend. But I have steel siding on my home and LP smart side on my shed. I like them both. The longevity of steel siding is unmatched in any type of material, meaning that most of the finish warranties have a 25 to 35 year warranty, depending on the manufacturer. And that means you're going to have to paint it 25 or 35 years down the road. So it really should be the last siding that you're putting on your home outside of dents. It can dent. If something is thrown against the house or a lawnmower throws a rock, it can dent, but LP could chip. And 25 years down the road, you will have to paint that. I think the prep work on steel siding to get it ready to paint is less intensive than the prep work on wood or LP, where there could be some scraping and things of that nature. Now, we've only been doing LP for a little under 20 years, so we haven't had really any experience in having to go back and repaint it. I have had a couple of warranty claims, but it was early in, you know, within the first couple of years where that paint failed, and you know, the warranties took care of that. Steel siding, Denny, I think from a longevity standpoint and a durability standpoint is unmatched. LP is a very close second. Me personally, I like the aesthetics of LP better than steel. Mm-hmm. And if you're running steel too far, like our seamless steel, if you're putting on a wall where you're running, you know, 50, 60 feet, it can make noise when it expands and contracts. It's something to keep in mind where, you know, as steel starts to expand and like weather that we're getting, where you're going to have 93 for high one day and 62 for high the next day, as that siding shrinks or expands, sometimes it builds up pressure where it was nailed, and you'll hear popping sounds. And I've seen steel siding where I've been in houses where it's a constant popping, and that can be really, really annoying if it's an area where you're keeping windows open or it's near an outdoor living space.
Yeah, I should say. Andy, let's grab a phone call. Karen is hanging on the line. They're calling in from Ramsey this morning. Thank you, Karen. What's your question for Andy?
Well, I have a question about skylights, and I have on my three-season porch that you can see where it's probably condensation. I don't know if it's leakage or not, but I'm just wondering if you people take care of issues like that, and it's not something that has to be done immediately, but if that would be something that I could have somebody come out and check and tell me. I don't know if the window need to be replaced. I did have somebody come once, and he did something to the glass, but he never did anything to the wood that's under it. And I don't know if the wood has to be removed, and then or the whole unit has to be removed. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Sure. What do you think, Andy?
Well, we are certified Velux skylight installers and resellers. We get direct from Velux, I think is the best skylight manufacturer in the country. And we are certified to repair and to replace all sorts of skylights. So one thing, rest assured, if we can repair it, we will and go through there. The nice part about the skylights, Denny, with a lot of the options now, you're still available for a tax credit. With most of the skylights manufactured now have a solar component that runs the shades, which qualifies, makes the entire unit qualify for a tax credit. So it's a pretty good time to look at those options. And I'm telling you, once you add a skylight or a sun tunnel, the amount of natural light that comes in to the house, it's something you really don't know you're missing until you have it. It really is that big of a difference maker. It's one of those things, Danny, when we install them, people tell us it's the best thing that they've ever done to their home.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that her issue is condensation. And maybe it's the humidity level. So maybe it's just refinishing the interior woodwork and putting a new finish on that if it's stained. But if it's a failed glass pack, it might be the best time to replace the actual unit. I have a Velux skylight, Denny, at my house that's over 35 years old.
Hmm.
And my team begged me to replace it 15 years ago when I replaced the roof. And I couldn't do it. I don't want to. I want to see how long this thing's going to last. And it's still not leaking. It still functions. It still has a pull-down shade. So I'm going to let it buck, even though I'm going to do some roofing work on that home this year. I think I'm going to keep that skylight in there. Just curious to see how long this thing's going to last before she really fails on me.
I bet a lot lasts a lot longer. We have those Velux sun tunnels at our house. Amazing, amazing, amazing light. I know we've talked about those a number of times. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take just a real quick break. There are some text messages I'd like to get answered here on the show in the Twin Cities. We mentioned the current temperature reading at 67. We will be going to 83 today, 87 tomorrow, 93 on Monday, and then some showers, maybe some thunderstorms. You stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you on this last day of the month of May. We're in the midst of our home improvement show presented by Lindis Construction every week, of course, for many years now. Andy Lindis answering the questions at 651-461-9226. Let's grab another phone call. Andy, Hugh, checking in from Orono this morning. Thanks for waiting, Hugh. What is your question for Andy?
Yeah, no, big fan of the program. I really appreciate taking the phone call. Now, so Andy, about 20 years ago, I put on a four-season porch extension to my house, and I've been noticing as you enter the four-season porch now, the floor is tile. That tile is sagging a little bit, and it feels a little soft as I kind of walk on it relative to other areas. And I'm just kind of curious about what may be going on there.
Is the floor insulated?
I believe the floor is insulated. It is a heated floor as well.
Is the tile breaking up at all? I'm trying to figure out if it's a tile problem or when you say it's sagging, are you feeling like the whole room is sloping?
It's just a certain area when you walk into the four-season porch. The tile's not cracking or anything, but you can visibly see it slope very slightly as you kind of walk in to the four-season porch.
So a couple things. I wonder if the floor itself, it could be failing. If moisture or something got trapped and it wasn't insulated properly, or you have one footing that has sunk. Both problems can be addressed, but if it's just a footing that's going, the tile would start to crack, at least the mortar would. So it would be something that, I can tell you this, if you have one of our folks come out we should be able to diagnose and tell you exactly what's going on. It's either a footing problem or it's a flooring problem. I'm hopeful that it's I think a footing problem might be a little bit easier to deal with. We might have to reinstall a footing, but that could be less expensive than pulling out the entire floor, the subfloor, the insulation, reinstalling all that. But until we get in there with our diagnostic tools, it's a really hard for me to pinpoint that over the phone.
Yeah.
It's a free service. We will gladly come out and take a look at it and get Luke, Charlie, Dave, or Jordan out there, and they'll be able to tell you what's what.
Yeah, Hugh, it's always a free service, that initial meeting. They'll be able to tell you what's going on. 844-9-LINDIS. You can call Lindis the coming week, Hugh. 844-9-LINDUS. Yeah, good luck with that, man. Boy, we just got a couple of minutes left in the show, Andy. Let me see how many texts we have. Okay, here's something a lot of folks have wanted in newer homes. Is it possible, texter writes, to have a washing machine and dryer installed on the main level of a house that currently has them in the basement?
Possible, yes. Things you need to consider in the space is the plumbing needs and electrical needs for a washer and dryer. So you're going to be able to need to get the proper amperage, the proper water and drain to that area. And is that possible? Yes. Is it cost effective in every case? Sometimes not. But you're finding that the basement is the last place people want to have their washer and dryer in most houses, and new construction remodels all the time we're adding them. We've even done some Denny where they have washer and dryers on multiple levels of the home. And when I built my man cave, instead I put a Speed Queen stoppable washer and dryer in that area. So all of my shop rags, any of my hunting or fishing clothes, I never have to go into the house with that. I just I have it out in my shed. So I have a washer and dryer in my shed and one in my home. But ours in our home is in our basement, and my wife is hinted at me for the better part of 20 years on wanting it onto the upstairs. So if I ever get around to remodeling the upstairs of my home, I know I'll be adding a washer and dryer up there.
So in your man cave, you have an industrial strength for those industrial laundry jobs. Pretty good.
Yes.
Have any, here's
an
interesting
machine hooked up to it.
Say again.
I even have an ozone machine hooked up to that one, so I get away with having to use much detergent out there, and on that ozone machine, it actually has a hose spigot as well. So I've been guilty of not cleaning out some coolers fast enough, so I've been hit with some pretty crazy odors, and you fill it up with ozone water for a day or two, and it's like a brand new cooler. So that's my little tip. Probably about one of the best couple $100 I've ever spent on water treatment stuff is adding the ozone to the water.
Outstanding.
It's helped me out in a lot of places.
We've got 30 seconds to go. How about a quick look at the month of June? And know we got some 50% off installation labor on some items.
Yes, sir. On the installation of leaf guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, Bluff skylights, and, of course, Infinity Windows by Marvin.
Yeah, take advantage of that. You call, like I mentioned to Hugh earlier, a caller. Call Lindis, whatever project you may have in mind, 844-9-LINDIS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, stay cool this coming week. We'll talk 1 week from today. Have a great week.
You as well. Thank you, Denny.
You bet. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS. In the meantime, enjoy the weekend. We have 83 predicted for today, 87 predicted for tomorrow, and then come Monday, we could get up to 93 with showers, thunderstorms, a good possibility. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. Thank you, Ryan Perpich. See you next week.